Now, Freeland Dexter was a news reporter from the small Wisconsin town of Lone Rock from 1884 to 1912. As a correspondent there, he reported on everything from the tragic to the amusing.
His great-granddaughter, Deanna Haney, has curated his collection of stories in the new book, The News from Lone Rock, Observations and Witticisms of a Small-Town Newsman. And she joins us now. Deanna, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, when did you decide you were going to start looking back at these columns of your grandfather's and bringing them together?
Well, I was doing genealogy work for my parents and my grandparents, and I came upon his obituary, and that's what started it.
Did it surprise you? Was this stuff you didn't know about him?
I didn't know about it at all, no. It just said he was a newspaper man, and I didn't know even what town. So I was looking in Lone Rock in Richland Center because he lived in Richland County, and then in Spring Green, and then I found it at Spring Green here.
How hard was it to get a handle on some of these past columns and actually be able to read them?
Actually, it was very easy once I found the town, the right town. I went to the Spring Green Library and started going through microfilm. I went through over 1,500 pages.
What struck you about these old columns as you started to read them, these columns from your grandfather?
Well, some were dull and boring, and the rest were just off the wall. Some of them were really, really funny, and some were very, very sad. And it just amazed me that he could paint a picture of Lone Rock as it was in that time period. And he had such a way of speaking. It was very interesting.
And there's a connection made in the book between Mark Twain, around the same era of history, living along the Mississippi River, writing, observing the small things about life and the way people are, and your great-grandfather writing in Lone Rock. What do you see as the connection between the two?
My brother-in-law wrote that foreword for the book, and I thought it was very nice that he compared the two. It's just that Freeland was just as witty as Mark Twain could be sometimes.
Do you have a favorite moment of wit in these columns?
There's a lot of favorites. I often wondered where my dad's sense of humor came from. He had kind of that dry sense of humor. And I decided I finally knew after I read Freeland's writings, because Freeland would come up with the funniest things every once in a while. I would be sitting in the library, and, you know, it would be very quiet. I'd be going through, and all of a sudden he'd say something really funny, and I'd just burst out laughing because I couldn't help it.
Nice. That was a way of getting to know your great-grandfather that you couldn't have otherwise. What did it feel like?
It felt like I knew him, even though, of course, I've never met him, and my grandmother never talked about him to me, so I really didn't know that much about him at all.
And these columns, it seems like they're also a time capsule, in a sense, of what Lone Rock was like then and what life was like at the turn of the century. What sort of picture did he paint of what that small town was like?
It was very interesting in that he described a busier Lone Rock than what I ever knew when I was growing up. They had a lot more buildings and a lot more stores and different things like that, and he just described all their get-togethers and their things that they would meet each other at different houses and have different kinds of socials, and it was just very interesting to me. And the other part was the train was a big, big factor. The train schedule, or the trains were set up that every 7 miles they had to have a railroad stop because they needed water. And so that's why Arena had one, Lone Rock had one, and Blue River had one, Muscatine had one. I mean, you can just follow the train tracks right down the line. And I didn't know there were so many accidents on the train that he talked about, many runaways with the horses, which I never, ever even thought twice about.
And were there people in the book that kind of emerged as characters?
Oh, yes. A Foster Broom Company was one. Mr. Foster was also working in the general store, but he owned the broom company, and he would put out flyers and postcards, and he would mail I don't know how many of them, and he even sold brooms overseas. He even sold to Wales, of all places. And he was very big on the brooms, and this is something Lone Rock isn't today. Lone Rock is a pretty quiet, basically just quiet town now, but at that time it was just booming.
And I understand he really did look at some of the little things as well, including who grew the biggest watermelon. What was it like reading just fun columns like that?
Well, it just made me laugh. I mean, it sounded like something that my dad would have said, but yeah, he would come across something. I know one thing that's not in the book, because excuse me, my book had to be cut down a little bit. I had a lot more pages to it. But one of the things that didn't make it in was a one-liner. He talked about a dog being on the railroad tracks and a person on one side of the track calling him, trying to call him off because his train was coming, and one on the other side of the track doing the same thing, and so the dog just stayed in the middle and got hit by the train.
Oh.
But then he said that dog, it cut off all four of his legs, but then he said that dog is bound to be crippled for life. And, I mean, something like that, it's just like, that dry humor came out during a tragedy.
Right, and he covered, you know, tragic things. I know he wrote about the deaths of children, and he really was a chronicler of life in Lone Rock. Do you think that he's remembered by that community?
Hardly anybody there knows of him. I mean, everybody has gone on, moved, not had any children in that area anymore. There's a few people that know him, and that's about it.
What is your hopes for what this book will do for your great-grandfather and his writing?
I just hope that others would enjoy it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I never knew that much about the time period, and I just thought people would like to read about it.
Deanna, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That was Deanna Haney. She's the editor of the new book, The News from Lone Rock, Observations and Witticisms of a Small Town Newsman. We've been talking about stories and reporting from her great-grandfather, Freeland Dexter.
Coming up, we'll look at the proposals from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton about how to fix America's Social Security system. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.